We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
Sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa on the Fan.
Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Son, Francesa on the Fan on this Football Friday, the 19th day of October. So we're moving on. Not a bad day today, but we are moving late into the month of October. Before you know it, the month of decision will be here. We're getting deep into this NFL season, and there's plenty on the line. Big game for the Jets. A real test for the Jets. I mean, a move up in class. If they had won this game, you'd treat them a lot differently. It's one of those games that's a test that would really improve their status if it was a win. The Vikings, of course, a team that will be tough for them to beat. I just heard Dalvin Cook's out again, which I know is frustrating Minnesota. But that's a big test for the Jets. The Giants, of course, Monday night against Atlanta. And as always, there's more Beckham. And you know what? Here's where I am with Beckham. Enough. I don't want to hear about him anymore. I don't want to hear. Go out there and play. I don't want to hear today's stupid story about Beckham, okay? About his likes, his dislikes, what he had for breakfast, where he's going this weekend, what movie he watched, okay? How he slept last night, what he tells the other players in the huddle. Here's what I want you to do. Be quiet and play football, okay? This team is not all about one wide receiver. It never has been. It never will be. No football team is. The whole team has to play better. Eli has to play better. The offensive line has to play better. The defense has to do better. Everybody has to do better. The special teams got to do better. The coach has got to do better, okay? That's why they're 1-5. They're not 1-5 because of any one player. They're 1-5 because they don't play well as a group. And they don't block, which is a bigger problem than any other problem they have, is their offensive line. They have other problems, but that's their main problem. And they, until they fix that, they'll continue to have problems. Now, this week, it's a different problem because this is not a team that will expose them on the offensive line. This will be much more like the Houston game or the Carolina game where they will move the ball. They'll have trouble stopping Atlanta this week because Atlanta has plenty of weapons. Atlanta has a beat-up defense. It's been completely destroyed by injuries, and they are as desperate or more desperate because more was expected of them than it was expected from the Giants this year. And they still think they're alive, although the Giants are teetering on the brink. So I just don't want to – I'm telling you, I don't want to hear any more about them. I don't care any more about them. Just go out and play. Or don't play. Or leave early and get two IVs or five IVs or 10 IVs. I don't care, okay? Or, you know – drink water, don't drink water. Drink orange juice, drink soda, drink whatever the heck you want. Leave me alone. I'm so tired of hearing about this guy. It's ridiculous. My God, it's so much ado about nothing. It is ridiculous. Now I got to hear a story that's supposed to be a big story that he doesn't like water. Who the hell cares? Give me a break already. Find the end zone. Catch the ball. Jeez. I got a breaking news. Odell doesn't like water. Enough. What he doesn't like is winning. How about doing some of that for a change? Explain to me where that's been all these years he's been here. Where's the winning been? Jeez. Let's talk about the Jets. They're more worthy of us discussing them right now. I'd rather discuss the Knicks and the Nets than discuss the Giants right now. Let the Giants go out and prove something, do something, before we even talk about them again. I've talked enough about the Giants. Let's talk about the Jets. You know what? they're at least having a season, and they're building something, and they're moving in the right direction, and their young players are trying to be cohesive, and their young quarterback is taking a step forward. And this week is one of those games where they get a chance to elevate their status if they can win a game that, frankly, you know, we don't expect them to win. Minnesota's got better players. Doesn't mean Minnesota's going to beat them, but Minnesota's got better players. Now, they're not complete right now. They got their own issues. They haven't been the same on defense since the whole Griffin thing happened. They haven't had Dalvin Cook, which is driving them absolutely mad to the point where they're starting to whisper things about him not being on the field. Listen, I've never seen that kid not be tough. And he was the one guy out of that whole group of running backs that went out and played his bowl game and played his rear end off in the bowl game. And then heard people tell rumors about him at the draft, which knocked him down to about the 40th pick or wherever he got picked on the second round. And he was playing like the best back until he tore his knee up that year. Now, he hasn't gotten back since, and now it's muscle pulls. It's not the knee, now it's hamstrings. But he's got to get himself healthy and on the field because he can't help his team, and you can't be good in this league if you don't play. That's a big part of it. One of the things you got to do is show up. That's what makes LeBron James so great. You know what? He shows up. He shows up every game. He plays major minutes every night. That's what you have to do. That's what Eli Manning's done his whole career. He showed up and played every game. Doesn't take games off. Doesn't take plays off. Doesn't take games off. So now Cook's not here, and that's a problem for them. We'll see if it is. So this would be a very good opportunity. This is one of the – listen, the Jets have put themselves in a position where they're at least in the conversation, where they get a chance to prove whether they belong or not. Do I think they belong in the contender group? No, I don't. But that's fine. They get a chance to prove they do. Go out and win the game. Is the world going to come to an end if they don't win this game? No. But if they do, they take a step forward, a big step forward. Same thing the Chicago Bears face this week against New England. Chicago's got to prove it can move up in class and win that game. Till they win a game like that against a team like that, they haven't proved they can do that in this league. Is Chicago improved? Yes. They got better players. They're rebuilding. They got Khalil Mack. Can they go out and win this game? We'll see. Same thing for the Jets. I watched, well, first a couple things. Kudos to the Red Sox. You know what? Good win. Congratulations. You know, I'm torn with the Dodgers and the Brewers because I'd like to see a Game 7, but I'd also like to see a Dodger Red Sox World Series. Because let's be honest, the Dodger Red Sox World Series it's got some marquee value. You know, it's hard in your city when it's always hard in years when the Yanks are in the playoffs and they get knocked out. It's hard to generate any interest in the games the rest of the way. It's always been that way. Whenever you have a team in the playoffs that year and they get knocked out, it really kind of casts a pall over the rest of the season, and there's not a lot of interest. You know, it's always been that way. And I kind of sense that again this year. Maybe Dodger, Red Sox would, you know, at least create a little interest. I think that'd be fun to watch. But first, I'd like to see, you know, I always like to see Game 7, so I would like to see that first. Let's see if Yelich can step up. Yelich had a great season. Let's see if he steps up tonight and hits. That's what I look for. I look for guys who got to, you know, take the moment. I watched LeBron last night, and... I should say I watched the first half. I didn't watch the second half. I started to, but then I said, you know what? I don't think the Lakers are going to win this game, and I turned it off. I'll tell you what is the problem with the Lakers right now. That team's not his team, and I can see him pushing to like back up the truck in the middle of the season and get an unhappy star somewhere who's ready to bail out on his team, not sign a big contract. And, you know, the rumor is that's going to be one certain big man, but let's see. That's this week's rumor, so let's see where that leads you. But here's the thing. If you have point guards on your team who aren't great shooters, it's crazy to think they are going to have a role with LeBron James. They are not, because LeBron James is not comfortable when he doesn't have the ball. He has to have the ball. And in the fourth quarter, he's always going to have the ball. So if you're going to tell me that, you know, Rondo's going to contribute a lot when he can't shoot, it's not going to happen unless he's knocking down shots. Or any point guard, unless they're knocking down shots or they're going to be great defenders or they're going to do something else, they are not going to run that team. He's going to run the team. He's not. He's almost like a fish out of water when he doesn't have the ball. He's your point guard. I know he's more than your point guard. He's your point guard. He's your scorer. He's your facilitator. He's every. But that's what he does. He wants the ball. He's not happy when he's off the ball. So you got to let him be the point guard. When you have another point guard on the floor with him, it's like having a glove that's got six fingers on it. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It doesn't feel right. He needs the ball. The offense works better when you can have him kick the ball to people. Let him drive and kick, be a three-point threat. You know he's got to have the ball and operate. It's the only time he's happy. And that's when the offense works. So to have guys who think he's going to, you know, you're going to have him go down and post, he's not going to do a lot of that. You know, he'd do it once in a while, but he's not going to do a steady diet of it. So I don't care who you are as a point guard. You're not working with him unless you can really go off the ball and shoot great and let him be the point guard and you can be another guard. If you can be a shooting guard, fine. If you could do both, if you could be like Chris Paul, it's fine. You can go over there and shoot. But if you're Rondo or Ball, I don't see that. So I think at first glance, that team's not going to be as good as people think who are predicting 50 wins. I don't see it. I don't see that mix. I don't see it. I think they're going to have some growing pains there. I find this hard to believe, but I'm actually interested in the Knicks and the Nets tonight. I'm interested to see if the Knicks are going to do that again. I know that's crazy. I know it's one game in, and I want to. And the Nets, they'll be well prepared. You know, Kenny does a good job. I'm interested to see if the Knicks play well tonight. I don't know why, but, you know, they actually shows you how quickly they could grab this city's fancy, how this city would be absolutely just glued to them if they could ever really be good. Because that's how long everyone's been starved for a team here that could actually play basketball. So I'm actually interested in to see if they do that. And I can't tell you the last time I even thought about a Knick-Knack game where I even cared to even turn it on. So, but I'm interested to see if they do that tonight. And they play the Celtics tomorrow. So, if they won tonight, the Celtics game tomorrow, I'd have a little juice. It really would. I don't expect them to beat the Celtics, but you know what? You never know. Celtics aren't complete right now. Irving's got to get used to that new look, which is just like, you know, weird. And Hayward's not nearly ready. I mean, he's going to clang a lot of shots right now, I'm telling you. He did not look that good. But I'm interested to see if they could do it again tonight. I'm fascinated by that. Good to see Howard sits out because he has sore legs before the season starts. What a dog. I mean, you want that guy on your – I mean, how many teams have to be fooled by this guy? How many teams – you know, it's the old, you know, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane, they used to say about guys in the draft. That's Howard. He looks good in a uniform. He's a bum. He hasn't played the first game because his legs are sore. The first game? Nice way to start your new way to join a team. Oh, my legs are sore. I'm not playing the first game. How many times you got to hear this stuff with this guy? I mean, give me a break. Some guys have like 30 lives in this league, in sports. It's amazing. They can pull this stuff from team to team. This guy's pulled more antics on more teams. It's unbelievable. Amazing. Amazing. So we got all the NFL stuff. We'll get to that. College football's right, we'll do a little bit there, Garrett. Listen, it's third week. If you know anything about college football, you know third week in October is Alabama-Tennessee, except Tennessee can't play. So I don't know how excited you get about Alabama-Tennessee, but they always play third week, you know. And on off years, it often is second week or third week. It's often USC-Notre Dame when it's not late in the season, you know. It's either late in the season out there or in October in Notre Dame. But third week is always Alabama-Tennessee. And not anything there. Michigan-Michigan State. Michigan has to – they whipped Wisconsin last week. They got to whip Michigan tomorrow, Michigan State tomorrow. And they're dangerous, Michigan State. And then they got to whip Penn State next week. Then they get two easy games, and then they get Ohio State. So is Michigan going to finally do it this year with a quarterback? We'll see. So you got that to deal with. So we'll get to dance it on that stuff. So we got a lot to do. We got a little baseball to get to. You got a game tonight in the National League, if that excites you. You got the Jets and the Giants. You got Beckham doesn't like water. Don't bring that up because I don't want to talk about it. But everything else is fair game, and we'll get it all rolling right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.